Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of March 18th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite care, and a travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp has been in the St. Patrick's Day spirit this past week or so. We had nearly 200 campers out for the Shamrock Shindig over at Durgan Pavilion, which was a wonderful time filled with great music, great games, and a lot of great food. This weekend is a respite care weekend. The theme of the weekend, of course, is something I identified with St. Patrick's Day. It's Shamrocks and Shenanigans. Respite care weekends are typically held twice each month from Friday evening through Sunday afternoon. Emergency respite care is available 24/7. For more information on respite care or any of Camp Courageous' services, one can go to campcourageous.org. The travel campers this past week had a wonderful time down in St. Louis. They enjoyed everything from the arch, which they all got in the tram that took them 630 feet up in the air, to a riverboat ride on the Mississippi, to theater, and of course, eating and shopping were top priorities. One of the campers on the trip was Charlie Cummins. Charlie's parents, Tate and Dottie Cummins, were of course a couple of the individuals that were very, very key back during the start of Camp Courageous. Tate getting the word out over WMT and Dottie giving hundreds of programs to hundreds of groups during those early years. A wonderful couple, a great mentor to me and many, many others. A lot of folks always ask me, well, how old is Charlie Cummins these days? And Charlie will be celebrating his 63rd birthday in April. One of the volunteers on that trip is Simon. Simon is a volunteer from Germany and is with us for a year, a wonderful person. This past week has been the first week of our spring season. The counselors and campers are having a super time here at Camp Courageous, and we thought we'd have one of the camp staff, JT from Webster City, tell us a little bit about his experience here at Camp Courageous. JT, being from Webster City, is also home to Pat Powers from radio station KQWC and a great Camp Courageous supporter. Here's JT.
My name is JT, and I'm from Webster City, Iowa. I heard about Camp Courageous actually through kind of the Camp Grapevine. I used to work at a little camp called Camp Wapsie. It's about a half an hour away from here in Central City. And people that worked there worked here and suggested that I come and check it out, and I did, and I haven't left. So. Yep, I went on my first trip with Camp Courageous. I went to Circa 21 with the travel group, and we watched a We Will Rock You performance. It's like a musical, and Circa 21 is like a dine and show theater, and so we had some pretty great food, and we got to see a really cool show afterwards. Yep, I met a camper named Ronnie. He introduced himself, and he is a pretty seasoned camper here at Camp Courageous, and so him and I kind of talked on the bus there and back, and we just got to know each other a little bit. Just a couple days ago, we went to the Cupid Shuffle, the Valentine's Day dance, and he showed up, and we recognized each other, and so I was working the photo booth, and so I asked him to come get a picture, and he did, and it was a pretty good one. As of right now, I'm planning on sticking around for as long as you guys will have me.
Happy retirement to Terry Crowley after nearly 10 years here at Camp Courageous. Terry is known to help anyone in need, from being a huge hit with the campers and the staff as a train engineer, to mowing acres of grass, to repairing equipment and doing anything that was ever needed. A big happy retirement to Terry Crowley, and thank you for all you've done for Camp Courageous. Thank you to Jennifer Freeland for donating her late father, Don Arnold's car to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous is constantly interested in folks' cars, any type of vehicle, boats. Jennifer's grandmother was Mary Westhoff from the Manchester Garage Sale volunteer back in the 80s. Mary had a daughter, Sarah, who was a regular camper here at Camp Courageous, and a son, Casey Westhoff, who dedicated his life to individuals with disabilities. Super family. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale. It's open year-round now, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Run 100% by volunteers. Over 100 volunteers make that possible. A big thank you to all those folks that bring items to the garage sale to be sold, and also all those that come out and buy things. We have a little raffle going on right now. Eloise Dennis donated her mint condition 2013 Fiat. It's a beautiful red car. Tickets are only $25 a piece, and you can get more information on that online at campcourageous.org. Big congratulations to Bob and Ann Osterhaus of Maquoketa. They've been married 70 years. They were dear friends of honorary board members Kay and Bill Pillick. Kay was a sorority sister of Ann, and we appreciate their years of support. And we had some dear friends pass away this past week, and we like to acknowledge those folks. Jerry Turry headed up the Cubs, the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, for years and years and years. His daughter Jenny, who had special needs over in Chicago, passed away, and our sympathy goes out to Jerry and Nancy. Also, Herbert Fries, 84 of West Branch, passed away. Great volunteer throughout the community in the area, and a great farmer in that area. Had the opportunity last Saturday to go up to Dan Kolosh's funeral service up in Bancroft, Iowa. Dan was just 29 years old. Great camper. Came to Camp Courageous during Muscular Dystrophy Week for over 20 years. In his obituary, it wrote, Danny enjoyed 1 week each summer attending Camp Courageous in Monticello, Iowa from 2000 to 2019, where he met lifelong friends and got into a little mischief. We will dearly miss Danny. The need of the week is paper towel, just common paper towel. We go through an awful lot of them. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best in 2023. Stay healthy and make it a New Year's resolution to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.